Yeah, for sure, this is an important game for us. We can qualify for the next round, and we are a little bit in the same situation than 2 years ago in the group stages in Ivory Coast. We were also in the last game. We had not to lose, and this is the same thing for tomorrow. If we don't lose the game tomorrow, we are in the next round, and that is the most important thing for us. The other way, we all know that the opponent of tomorrow will be a tough one. It's not the first time we play against Zimbabwe. I'm 4 years in as a coach in South Africa, and every qualifier for AFCON or for World Cup, Zimbabwe was in our group. So we know them very well. They know us very well also, but they also like to win against us. We felt that already in the previous matches. So again, it will be tough tomorrow, and we have to achieve our best level to make a good result.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I think as the coach has alluded to the game, it's very important to get a result tomorrow. For us, we are focused on the game. We want to not lose that game, you know, but we know a victory will also be a good motivation going to the next round. So for us, we are really looking forward to playing the game and hopefully getting the result. Thank you.
Our two last games. You know, the first one was good. We won it. The second one was not so good because we had a defeat. But again, I'm still frustrated about the result against Egypt, because again, the game was decided by two decisions, and two decisions who were not right for me. And I repeat again, for the moment, there are so many rules that nobody knows anymore what to decide when there's something happening. And that was the case, I think, in the two things that happened. First, the penalty against us. Okay, my player touched Salah, but it was not a kick or a... It was just touching. So if you get a yellow card for that, okay. But if you get a penalty for that, that I don't understand. And then the penalty that we didn't get, it's a clear handsball. The player blocked the ball, a shot to the goal. And then they explain it as a supporting arm. This is really nonsense, but okay. And therefore, again, I was very frustrated. I said also the first half against Egypt was not good from our side. But the second half, yes, we dominated it. We had a few chances. So a little bit, needed a little bit luck also that we didn't have. But it will not be so important for the game of tomorrow. The game of tomorrow is totally different, and we are confident, that is for sure. Even we are frustrated, and maybe that is an extra motivation for us tomorrow to do it very good.
You know, I think the biggest lessons were taken away, you know, from this tournament. It's not how you do it, it's just you have to do it. You know, you have to get a result. And I think we saw in the previous two games, you know, we fought for it against Angola. We were able to get a 2-1 victory. But I also think being solid, you know, as a team and keeping clean sheets will take us a long way in this tournament. Because I think we have considered two now, but I think going back to the previous AFCON, we kept a number of clean sheets, you know, which helped us go through to the semifinals. And I think that's going to be very important. So I think that's the biggest takeaway from the tournament right now.
Right. Good morning, Coach. Let's look at your tactical approach to the game. Will you be making any changes to your starting formation against Zimbabwe, considering your recent performance against Egypt? And also, you're on record you know, say Zimbabwe are very low placed side and North Africa as well. How would be your approach coming into this game, looking at your last game against Zimbabwe, which was a draw in the World Cup qualifier, looking into that, and for the player as well, for the Kevin Spacey, for you, what kind of motivation is it for you playing against Zimbabwe because of the rivalry that exists between the two teams? And looking at the past game as well, I'm sure it's a winners take all kind of match, and because it is at a neutral venue, you won't be enjoying much of the home advantage like in the previous games.
So first of all, if there should be changes tomorrow, we'll not tell you. I think you understand that. So there is one. And secondly, okay, there was a game in October where there was also a game before that we won 3-1. So every game is different. It's not because we played 0-0 that game in October that now we are starting doubting and saying, oh yeah, it was 0-0. But again, we are aware of the fact that we will play against a very motivated opponent tomorrow. And that for Zimbabwe also, it's also nice, always nice to take points of South Africa. So they will do it tomorrow and they have even a chance to be second. So the motivation to them will be very big also. So again, it will be a very tough game for us.
Yeah, look, I think when it comes to the motivation side, we are always motivated, you know, to play against Zimbabwe. I think as the coach has mentioned as well, we've played them, I think, a couple of times in the qualifiers. So for us, I think, going into tomorrow's game, we know it's not going to be easy, you know, especially between the rivalry. You know, we are neighbors and we had the upper hand in the qualifiers. So going into tomorrow's game, it won't be easy, but I think if we bring our A game and you know, focus on the game at hand, we'll definitely make it through.
Yeah, but first of all, it was not the intention of Kulisha to slam Salah. He just wanted to protect. And this is also something you have to take in account when you look at the pictures. At the fact that he was not really doing this, he was just protecting. And if you touch the player then, it's the difference between touching and hitting. And this is what I say, there are too many rules now. When there's something happening, yeah, is it that, the sun is shining or the rain is falling or whatever. Yeah, and that is not true. So the evidence of things is lost now, and this is a pity. That's why they give them a yellow card and a penalty, because for them it was hitting the player, and this is not true. And if Salah, after the game, when I ask him, hey, what's this? You know, in Premier League they kill you every week, and now you... He said, yeah, but okay, he hit me, he touched me, sorry, but I was so surprised that it was penalty. And this is something they have to learn also when there is a VAR and when they see the things like that. What is the intention of a player? When there's somebody going alone to the keeper and you kick him from behind, yeah, there is no question then. Yeah, this is up red. Go home, man. You don't do that.
But not to think like this.
And this is frustrated when you see that. But again, yeah, you can tell the players, guys, take attention, to this and that, but then they're not free to play anymore. If a player has to think, oh yes, no, I have to keep my arms like this, come on, this is not football. So and they have to look for the difference between what is really happening there, and not always going to facts on, yeah, look, he's going with his arm like this, he hit the player, and he has yellow and a penalty. So and that is what I mean when I say too much rules. But you can't ask the players and say, hey, take attention now. The only thing you can say when you're in the 16, keep your arms to your body. Don't. That's the only thing, but for the rest, yeah, it's in the game. It's emotional. It's and again, Kulisha didn't want to hit Salah. He just touched him. That's true, and that's what I said already. The first half was not good from our side. That is for sure. We had the intention to do something else, but we didn't succeed. That is for true. On the other side, I think that Salah in Premier League, there are more tougher contacts than that. And at that moment, there is nothing happening. The only thing he said, yes, the player hit me, and I was for a few seconds. Yeah. He took advantage of what happened, but that is not the reason that the referee or the VAR has to do that. So again, I agree with you that maybe we were not at our level in the first half, that things didn't succeed what we tried to do, but on the other side, again, this is not a yellow card. Yeah, this is a yellow card, but certainly not a penalty. And it's normal that a player like Salah, with a professional like he is, that he tried to take advantage of that fact.
Coming back to your question, I think, as you mentioned, you know, to say eye sharpens eye, and I think it speaks to the quality that we have, you know, not only in the central defense position, but everywhere around the pitch, you know. So I think whether it's me playing or other guys playing, you couldn't tell the difference, you know, and I think that's how it should be, and, you know, it will help in extending our team. So for me, it's just like that.
Brian, the African football coach, the Zimbabwe coach spoke before about the mentality and the mental recovery of the players, and you also spoke about your game and that the Bafana can't cry with spilt milk. Is that mentality something that you worry about going into the next game, considering how you lost to Egypt and the bad decisions not going your way?
No, not at all. And again, this is the evaluation of the coach of Zimbabwe. I don't listen to what either coach is saying about my team. I know how my team is. I know that they will be ready for the game of tomorrow, and we will see after 90 minutes what the score is.